When was it that you feel like maybe something was happening with your YouTube channel?
Right after about my first year, all of a sudden my subscriber count absolutely jumped through the roof. I started going to conventions and people were recognizing me. I couldn't make it 5 minutes into a convention center and people were coming up and they're saying, "Hey, can I get your autograph?" Or, "Hey, it's Patriot Prime." And it was wild. And then it's just skyrocketed from there. It's been an amazing journey.
Hello and welcome to the Kanawha Valley Hustlers. This is Joe Justice. I'm here with Jason. Jason, tell me, buddy, what's your hustle?
My hustle is I am a YouTuber. I review Transformer toys, both vintage and modern.
Transformer toys. What got you into doing that type of a thing?
Well, I've always been a collector of Transformers back since 1984 when I got the very first issue. Or that wasn't the first issue, but it was Marvel Comics issue number 3, which was Spider-Man webbing up Megatron. I got that comic. And of course, I bought it for Spider-Man, then I discovered these giant robots, and I just became obsessed. I had all the toys as a kid. I had asthma as a kid, so I didn't go out and play sports. I played with Transformers, and that just has stuck with me over the years. And about 8 years ago, I was dared to make a YouTube channel talking about Transformers, and it just turned out to be quite a lucrative little side gig.
Interesting. So how was it that you learned how to make videos and upload them to YouTube and kind of get into that?
Well, I am an Iraq combat vet, and when I was overseas, I had a little camera that had a video setting. So instead of writing letters home to family, I would sit there and hold my camera out, and I'm talking to people, showing them what I'm doing, would edit them on my laptop and send them video files. And I just discovered then, hey, I'm pretty good at this video, and I love editing, and it just carried over. So military training led into Transformer reviews.
and the channel's name is Patriot Prime?
Yes, sir. Patriot Prime Reviews. I actually named it after the tattoo I have on my arm, which is Optimus Prime holding the American flag.
And how old is the tattoo? Does it predate the channel?
I got the tattoo in 2013. The channel started in 2017. I got it right before my very first Transformers convention, and since it was August in North Carolina, I was wearing a tank top. Everybody who saw the tattoo kept saying, "Hey, Patriot Prime." So when it was time to make a YouTube channel name, I thought, that's it. That's perfect.
Well, so when did it start to feel real, like you were actually like starting to connect with people?
Like I said, about after my first year, you know, you're kind of dabbling in it. It's a very niche YouTube community. I mean, there's toy reviewers are a dime a dozen. And I was trying to think, what could I do to make myself different? So the whole thing started more of a military theme. I'd wear my veteran hat and I'd do the whole hoo-ah at the end of the video, which I still do. And I started to phase away from that. And then about after the first year, like as I said in the intro, my first convention, where I had people coming up to me and they're wanting to talk to me about Transformers and the fact that, hey, I used to hide the fact I collected until I saw that you were doing this. And yeah, I appreciate what you do. And I love your videos because your videos is like sitting down across the table from my cool uncle and we're talking about toys. So that stuck. And then as the years have progressed, I keep going to conventions. And now I've actually opened conventions with panels. Last year, I opened up the TFCon in Chicago, which was awesome. A little guy from West Virginia opened up his huge Transformer convention in Chicago.
Wow, so that's incredible. So tell me, what are maybe some misconceptions people have about creating a YouTube channel?
It's not as easy as you think. Like a lot of people see these 10-minute videos and they're like, "Oh, it must be nice. You're just, how easy is that?" And I was like, well, no, because one, you have to sit down and you film everything. I can't tell you how many times I'm coughing, a truck drives by, the dog's barking, my kids yell, and I have to edit that out, or I myself can't talk. And a 10-minute video can take anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half to make. Just depends on what you're doing. And I go totally no script. I just sit down and go right at it.
What's a mistake that you made early on, and what did you learn from it?
Biggest mistake I made was just rushing out and trying to buy everything to review. New figures coming out. Well, let's go buy this. Let's go buy that. And then I'm stuck with these things that I really don't like that I've spent way too much money on. Thank God for eBay. And that was probably about it. Now I'm a little bit more picky of what I do. And I've kind of went back to reviewing vintage figures once again. Okay. And those seem to hit so much more because it's guys like us, yep, reliving our childhood through these old toys. Hey, I remember that. And that's done really well for me.
Yeah. So talk to me just a little bit about kind of some of the challenges that you see in the world. Everything is always changing, especially YouTube and stuff like that. What kind of challenges do you run into today?
The main thing is just getting discovered. I mean, you'll do, say I spend an hour and a half making a 10-minute video, put my heart and soul in it. I think it's going to do really well, and it may only get 100 and some views. And then there'll be something I don't put any effort in, and it's in the thousands. But you never know what's going to take off. But the main thing I tell a lot of people who are into the YouTube game, you don't do it to make money. You do it to have fun, which is what I do. It's an extension of my hobby.
Yeah.
So like I tell many people, I say it used to be I would buy a figure, mess with it for a little bit, put it on the shelf, and never touch it again.
Yeah.
Now I buy a figure, mess with it a little bit, film it, and then put it on the shelf and never touch it again. So I get an extension now.
Okay. Okay, so you're taking hobbies that you already do, and you're just kind of extending them a little bit.
Right, and not to mention, you get to meet so many cool people with the YouTube thing. Prime example
is I met
Jay from Have Fun WV you've interviewed before through YouTube. And then going to the conventions and meeting other YouTubers. I become great friends with many YouTubers all over the country, and some even out of the country, and it's awesome. Plus, I've actually got to meet some of the original voice actors, artists, and Peter Cullen himself,
wow,
the voice of Optimus Prime, called and wished me a happy birthday.
Congratulations. And remember, Jason, you'll all are one. Happy birthday, young man.
Talk to me a little bit about that. What's that like, that transition? It's not uncommon for people with popular YouTube channels to do that transition from just doing YouTube videos to maybe getting invited to conventions or things like that. What was that like? Tell me about the first time that you got involved in something live in person.
It was honestly surreal, to be honest, because, in my town, I'm just me. Hey, there's Jason. But then I go to these conventions, people are rushing up to me. Hey, Patriot Prime, can I get your autograph? I actually had to invent an autograph for Patriot Prime for these people at conventions. But it just blows my mind. And then every now and then, we'll be out of town somewhere, like a couple months ago. No, it was actually April. We went to Pigeon Forge to Dollywood.
Uh-huh.
Somebody recognized me and came up, and that blew my wife's mind because she's never seen anybody just randomly come up and say, oh, hey, Patriot Prime. She's like, well, that was weird. I was like, yeah, I'll see what happens to me at a convention.
All right, so rapid fire questions here. What's the best $100 you ever spent on your YouTube channel?
Proper video editing software. Because I used to use a Microsoft Movie Editor.
Could be trouble.
Yes. So, yeah, that was money well spent.
What was the biggest waste of money in the end?
Those random figures I would buy just to review that I ended up selling on eBay, losing money.
What is a skill that every entrepreneur should possess?
You got to be good with people. That helps the most because you're going to be interacting with complete strangers. You don't want to be standoffish. One of the things that I promised myself is years ago at a convention, I met a YouTuber who I really liked, came up to talk to him, and he just seemed annoyed with the whole fact I would even open my mouth to him. And I swore back then, if I would ever become somebody with this YouTube thing and go to conventions, I don't care who you are, you come up and talk to me, I will take the time to talk to you.
And tell me, what's something new that you're working on today?
I'm just kind of branching out a little bit more. I do the basic figure review. Now I'm doing more interviews with other collectors. I'm going back and reviewing GoBots, was usually a big faux pas in the
Uh-oh.
Transformer community.
Uh-oh.
But I've come to discover those figures are actually pretty cool. I've kind of pushed them aside for way too long. And I'm actually having people come down to the house sometimes that live locally. I invite them down for burgers. And we'll talk about robots, and I'll cook them a burger at the end. So just random things like that, trying to keep the channel fresh.
And it sounds like you're working on maybe building community.
Exactly, and that's the big part of this right here, especially this day and age. We all need to have something, some kind of outlet, some way to get together again.
Yep.
And it just seems to work.
So as we're kind of wrapping up here, tell me, what's one belief, one principle that you stand by even when all the haters tell you that you're wrong?
Keep doing it. Just keep driving, because there are so many people that told me at first, oh, I don't know why you're doing this. This is stupid, but I enjoy it. And who cares what other people says? If it's something you like to do, if it makes you happy, keep doing it.
Great. All right. Well, as we're kind of wrapping up here, if anybody wants to learn more, they want to follow your channel, they want to learn more about Transformers or maybe even GoBots, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, my main channel is YouTube, of course, which is Patriot Prime Reviews. I'm also Patriot Prime Reviews on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, X, Twitter, whatever that is now. It's all Patriot Prime Reviews. That's where you'll find me. And I try to upload at least every 3 days.
Great. Awesome.
Thank you so much for joining me here today, and thank you for watching and listening. Remember, this is Joe Justice, the Kanawha Valley Hustler, reminding you to hustle hard, hustle smart, and hustle with a smile.